Ethereum ETF outflows hit 8 straight days as ETH clings to $2,000. U.S. spot Ethereum ETFs have now recorded 8 consecutive days of net outflows, according to Cointelegraph. The streak, the longest of 2026, comes as ETH trades at $2,004 as of March 28, 2026, down 7.13% on the week and barely holding the psychological $2,000 support level. The crypto fear and greed index sits at 24, firmly in fear territory. Every major asset is red. BTC at 66,420, 3.14%, SOL at 83,39, 2.83%, BNB at 613, 2.43%, XRP at 134, 156%. $391 million gone in 7 sessions and counting through the first 7 days of the streak ending March 26th, the 10 U.S. spot ETH ETFs shed a combined $391.65 million. March 27th extended the run to 8 days, pushing the total above $400 million. The single-day numbers tell a sharper story. On March 26 alone, net outflows hit $92.54 million. BlackRock's ETHA, the largest spot ETH fund by assets, led the exodus with $140.24 million in redemptions that session. The only meaningful counterweight was BlackRock's own staked Ethereum ETF, ETHB, which drew $96.81 million in inflows on the same day, suggesting some institutional capital is rotating within the ETH ETF universe rather than leaving it entirely. That rotation is worth watching. ETHB offers staking yield on top of ETH exposure, making it a more attractive hold during periods of flat or declining prices. Institutional allocators appear to be demanding yield, not just exposure. 5 months of bleeding. The 8-day streak does not exist in isolation. Ethereum ETFs are now approaching their 5th consecutive month of net outflows, a drawdown that began in November 2025 and has drained roughly $285 billion in cumulative redemptions. For context, just before this current streak began, ETH ETFs had recorded 6 consecutive days of inflows, totaling over $386 million. The speed of the reversal, from 6 days of buying to 8 days of selling, reflects how quickly institutional sentiment can flip in a risk-off environment. The broader macro backdrop is not helping. The U.S.-Iran conflict continues to dominate institutional risk calculations, pushing capital toward traditional safe havens like gold and treasuries. Bitcoin ETFs also recorded $171.22 million in net outflows on March 26th, and Solana spot ETFs posted negative flows on the same day, confirming this is a coordinated pullback across all crypto ETF products, not an Ethereum-specific problem. ETH at $2,000 is a different asset than ETH at $4,000. The $2,000 level matters beyond round number psychology. At current prices, ETH is roughly 50% below its 2024 highs. Institutional holders who entered through ETF products launched in July 2024 are sitting on meaningful unrealized losses depending on their entry timing. That creates a feedback loop. Falling prices lead to redemptions, which add selling pressure, which pushes prices lower. The staking yield dynamic adds a wrinkle. ETHB's ability to attract inflows while every other ETH product bleeds suggests that yield is becoming the minimum viable thesis for institutional ETH exposure. Pure spot exposure without staking may struggle to attract fresh capital in a market where the Fed funds rate still exceeds ETH staking returns. For crypto card users holding ETH, the drawdown has practical consequences. Ether.fi card rewards and MetaMask ETH balances lose purchasing power with every leg down. A 7% weekly decline means a $100 ETH reward earned last Friday is worth $93 today. Users who rely on ETH-denominated cashback rewards may want to consider their conversion timing. Holding through a sustained drawdown erodes the real value of those rewards regardless of the nominal rate. What breaks the streak 3, things could reverse the outflow pattern. First, a de-escalation in the U.S.-Iran conflict would lift the broad risk-off pressure weighing on all crypto ETFs. Second, ETH reclaiming $2,200 with conviction would likely trigger short covering and renewed institutional interest. Third, the SEC's pending decision on expanding staking within spot ETH ETFs could create a structural catalyst by making all ETH products more competitive with ETHB's yield. until one of those catalysts materializes, the default direction is continued pressure. 8 consecutive outflow days is not a panic. January 2026 saw nearly $1 billion exit BTC and ETH ETFs in a single session. But it is a persistent drain that reflects genuine institutional uncertainty about ETHI's near-term value proposition. At a time when the Fear and Greed Index reads 24 and every major crypto asset is in the red,